Good day. It's nice to have you here. Today is December 22nd, the Friday before Christmas. Our thoughts today turn first to cartoonist Charles Schulz, who said of his Peanuts Christmas show in 1965, "I finally decided that every idea we had for the show was an idea that really avoided the essential truth, that the true meaning of Christmas could be found only in the gospel according to St. Luke." When Charles Schulz agreed to do a TV Christmas show based on his Peanuts comic strip, he had a few stipulations. Children, not adults, would be the voices of Charlie Brown, Linus, Lucy, and the other characters. There'd be no laugh track. And St. Luke's scriptural passage about Jesus' birth would be included in the script. Schulz specifically wanted Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, to be included in the broadcast because that passage is, he stressed, what Christmas is all about. A Charlie Brown Christmas debuted that December. In the plot, Charlie Brown tries to find the true meaning of Christmas. Linus recounts the story of the birth of Jesus, reciting Schulz's favorite verses from Luke's infancy narrative. The program won an Emmy Award and a Peabody Award and led to more than 30 additional Peanuts shows. Schulz was a member of the Church of God, where he was a Sunday school teacher and an occasional preacher. We go now to our gospel. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. Luke, chapter 1, verse 80. Consider John the Baptist. He was a fiery preacher who drew great crowds, and then everything fell apart. John was arrested and thrown into jail. The Romans were still in control, and there had been no great shift in power. Then there was John's senseless death, killed for the price of a dance, because of a king who drank too much at a party and made a promise to a teenage girl. Killed by a guard who grumbled about having to get up late and chop off the head of someone he didn't even know. This does not appear to be the stuff of greatness. But Jesus said that John was one of the greatest who ever lived. Where did this greatness come from? John the Baptist tried to do what was given him to do, and do it for God, and do it with God. And when my efforts, insignificant as they may seem to be, are connected with God, I am involved in something great. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.